boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Everybody was talking about and trying to look at the Northern Lights last night.
Oh my God, it was on everybody's Instagram story.
All over my Facebook timeline. It was crazy. So of course I'm like, well, no, I got to get in on the action. Because last time it happened, I missed it and I was so mad. Because I'm like, how do people know that this is happening? Y'all getting alerts on your phone?
No, I see other people posting about it. I don't know.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to miss it again. So me and my boyfriend, Abraham, we hopped in the car and we got, well, as far north.
Whichever way that is. Yeah, my boyfriend Curly yelled at me for not knowing which way is north.
Okay. I got in trouble too. He's like, I'm like, where are we going? He goes north. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing you can say to me. Where's the nearest like Target?
Yeah.
Talk to me like that. You know what I'm
Give
saying?
Give me a landmark that I'll know.
Don't tell me north. But we went north out of town where it's like pitch dark, basically in the country, okay? And then we're on this like gravel road. We see somebody else had already kind of pulled over. They had their lights like pretty much dim.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we'll get a little bit ahead of them. But if they're stopping here, this must be a good spot. So we pull over and we're like right in front of this house. We're not too far away. Like their house is pretty close to the road. And we're sitting there for a good 20 minutes in pitch dark. And nothing's really happening with the Northern Lights. So we kind of just like give up. Right as we're about to leave, our dog Evie, she was in the car with us, steps on the horn.
Oh my God.
And honks it. And I was like, we have to get out of here. Like, hurry up. Roll out.
How embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
Because the people in the house probably are like, get off my property.
Yes.
And then the people in the car, what were they thinking?
I don't know.
What if they were having a really peaceful, like, romantic moment and you just
that's awkward.
Think about that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Kids be saying the darndest things sometimes. And sometimes they stretch the truth a little bit. A little white lie. And
I still do it to this day.
I know. I had a feeling you would relate to this story so much. Because Danielle Fischel, who was on Dancing with the Stars, eliminated last week, has come out with what her son was telling people while she was on the show. So she has a six-year-old son, Adler. And this is while she was still competing on Dancing with the Stars, that she got a call from his school and his teacher says, we had a little bit of an issue with Adler and we wanted to talk to you about it. He's been having some trouble self-starting some of his work. So I asked him what's going on. And he told us that my mom died.
Oh my God.
She's very much alive. And that he was also feeling very stressed about his dad's future because he got fired from his job for inputting a lot of information into the computer.
Are either one, well, not the one is
That's
real.
That's also
is
not real.
Okay. Yikes. I think the one, obviously, about Danielle would not be true. You can see her on the TV. You know
what? Well, yeah, and the teacher's calling her.
Right.
So she goes on and says that she has two sons. Her older son was completely fine with her being on the show. Her younger son, he was having a hard time. He was crying and saying, I hate this job. You're gone all the time. You never get to hang out with me and Keaton, his brother. I want you to quit. So I don't know if that's why he was lying to his teacher. Like, oh, yeah, mom can't come to the phone. She's dead.
Did you ever make up a lie like that? Or did you have a friend who did? Because I had a really good friend like elementary, middle school. And at Vint and Shelsburg, the reason it's called Vint and Shelsburg is because we combined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're in fifth grade, well, all throughout your whole career, you go to like, you're in Vinton and you go to the schools in the town of Vint. But in fifth grade, you go to Shelsburg, to that school.
Oh.
Just for 1 year. Okay.
Weird.
And we would drive all the way to Shelsburg in the school bus, right? And there was this beautiful big town or big house, okay? Massive, that we'd always see on their way there. And there was this one friend I had. He would always tell me, yeah, that's my house.
Oh, yeah.
And I would believe him. I'm like, wow, you're filthy rich. Then I realized it's not.
It's not real. No, I was too scared to lie. My sister would tell people her name is Veronica and she has her tongue pierced when she was like six. So
didn't anyone ask her to see her tongue?
I don't know. That freaked me out enough that I just never lied.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I thought I got robbed last night. I woke up and something was amiss.
The TV?
No.
Computers? Oh,
I would lose my mind.
No, no. Curly would lose his mind. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. No more school.
Don't give the robbers ideas. You're not welcome here. No, I didn't get robbed, but I did wake up and my Christmas tree is
gone.
No, but can you imagine?
It was me.
The Grinch was in my house. It's like right outside of our bedroom. So I wake up and can sit up in bed and look out and see my Christmas tree. And I immediately notice the tree skirt is gone. Okay.
Well, that's an odd thing to steal. Like, ornaments are a better option.
I know.
The tree.
The tree itself. But I'm like, I know I got that out. And I know it's been there the last couple of days because it's like brown fur. So I can, it sticks out. What?
Brown fur.
It's like fuzzy, furry. It looks like a furry blanket, kind of.
Or a dead animal.
Or that. You know, it's a style choice. But it was gone. It grew legs. It came back to life, whatever animal
it
was.
I think your cats were like, ooh, brethren.
That's exactly what happened.
Is that, I knew it.
Because
it looks
Romeo.
Like a dead animal.
Well,
no offense.
I didn't think about it like that. It was Romeo. He was the culprit. He can unvelcro, because it sticks together by Velcro around the tree.
Bro's got thumbs.
I guess so. Or again, the squirrel came back to life or whatever it was in its past life. And he hid it. He took it downstairs.
What do you mean? From upstairs or downstairs?
Yeah, he drug
I'm
it downstairs.
I'm starting to think that you're making this story up.
I am not. Well, now I'm self-conscious about my tree skirt.
I think my boyfriend neighbor man is going to ruin a friendship of mine.
That's not, that's mm-hmm. like a red flag.
You're telling me. Here's the thing. I told you about how I went to dinner with a old friend of mine over the weekend. It was the story about how I ate something a little too spicy and she's telling a very personal story of her life and I'm over here dying. Okay. She wants to get together. Her and her husband, me and neighbor man. Game night.
Okay.
Saturday night. Okay.
Yes.
Here's the reason why I think he's going to ruin it. She and her husband used to be best friends with me and my ex-fiance. Like, we would hang out all the freaking time. They lived down the road from us, okay? And her and I go way back. She was my first friend when I entered public school back in elementary. So we have history. I don't think he understands the amount of pressure to impress these two is going to go into Saturday night. You can't just show up.
Because I mean, they liked the ex.
They did. I wouldn't be shocked if her husband still talks to my ex. I wouldn't be. Because they were that close. I need them to like him. I need him to like them.
Are we coaching him? Or what's the prep? Is he nervous?
What do you know about him?
What do I know about who?
My boyfriend. What are some flaws?
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, is he scared?
No, because when I brought it up to him last night, I said, hey, do you want to do game night? He's like, yeah. I wish he would have acted a little bit more nervous.
Oh, then he's going to be fine.
What?
I think it would be worse if he's like, oh my God, I have to, like, what? The last thing you want him to do is be like, let me embody your ex.
Well, that would be
awkward. You know what I mean?
Please not.
I think that's worst case scenario.
Taylor also says no.
Yeah, no thank you.
My boyfriend neighbor man has been talking to one of our coworkers.
Oh?
It's not like anything romantic. God, that would be weird.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking he's like getting dirt on what you're doing at work.
Oh, what? Oh, God, please. He better not have your phone number.
Not at this point.
No, so yesterday I found out that our coworker Isaac, who mostly does work over on 1600 ESPN, he's building a PC. What does that mean? Nothing to me. It's a computer.
Beep, boo, boo, bop. That's what I think.
You're talking another language. And he stopped me in the hallway and said he's, you know, struggling. It's just not clicking in his head.
Yeah.
And I go, well, do I got a man for you? Because my boyfriend has built over 10 PCs in his life. Do you want his number? He said yes. They have been talking all day.
Really?
Do I like this? I don't know, Taylor. Do we?
Well, I hate to break it to you. They're not talking about you.
Well, I know that. My fear is, what if they bond over this building of a PC, and then one day the PC is built, and now they want a game at night? How awkward is it going to be? I didn't think this through, that my coworker, Isaac, is going to game with my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. Like, what if they start talking smack about me? And then now my coworker knows that, like, because you know me, I'm unhinged when he games, right? I'd be walking in saying the craziest things when he's got his microphone on. But Isaac's going to hear that all.
And he's going to hear, oh, I got to get off because Destiny's making me. She's whining. He's going to know it all.
That's so embarrassing.
Yep, your fault.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
We need to talk about what I saw a little bit ago. A Cybertruck.
Well, let's talk about what you said.
That I want to ride in the trunk?
Yeah, well, because you saw it, you freaked out, and then, because that's not a normal vehicle to be in our neighborhood here at work. Like,
not at all.
We normally just have regular cars, or we have lots of semis around here.
Yeah, moving trucks and stuff like that.
And as it drove by, I said, God, do you guys ever just want to be in it one time? Just because they're oddly shaped.
They're very strange looking.
Like, don't you just want to be in it one time just to see what it's like inside? And you're like, yeah, I want to be in the trunk.
Well, I don't know. Something about it, you know, the shape of it, the tail end is really boxy. It looks like you could fit like a queen bed in the trunk. I don't know. I've never been in one. Probably never will be. I just imagine you can like lay in the trunk.
And then I asked you, okay, what other vehicles do you think about lying or sitting in their trunk?
I said a hearse. Ideally alive.
No. She said, but I want to be alive.
I'd like to be alive. Because, you know, I'll probably end up there someday. We all do, generally.
Yeah, but we don't get to experience
alive.
No,
I want to. I'd like to, you know.
Wait, my question for you. Coffin or no coffin when you experience?
Oh.
I feel like you have to get the full effect. Coffin.
Yeah, hot take. Coffins look a little cozy.
I know. Why do we not sleep in them? Serious question. Why do we not sleep in coffins to get them all like formed around our bodies? You know, get your butt implanted.
Another hot take. Aren't they very expensive?
Yeah. So why don't we make them our bed anyways?
Start sleeping in it now.
Let's order
it's more expensive than your Mercedes-Benz of a mattress. Probably comfier, too.
I feel bad for anybody who has ever seen me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, out in public, because you probably get the ick from us.
How much do you want me to say?
No, we are not packing, well, at home, but not.
See, now the ick is creeping in already.
We're not packing on the PDA. We're not like that couple. You know, there was always that one in high school that was like up against the locker.
Oh, yeah. No shame, by the way.
Yeah, it just wasn't me. Packing on the PDA. That's not us, okay? But something that we do that I just kind of realized last night that might give people the biggest ick ever is that we baby talk. And I don't even really notice that we baby talk until I like kind of like, I don't know, take my mind out of it. And I'm like, whoa, we've been baby talking for a while. And we don't have kids. Just let me keep that straight.
It's constant. I mean, truly.
As someone who probably cannot stand baby talk.
I baby talk with my cats, to be fair. Like, I'm not like, I get it. Sometimes it just slips out. But you guys do it all the time. I see, well, you call him like 8,000 times a day. And almost every time it's like, hi, Smoochie. Oh, have you taken the dog out? Oh, Rex. Okay.
I start the phone call with,
hi,
Pookie, Rookie, Lookie, Dookie, Lookie.
And you know what? For the longest time, I was like, I don't know if it's just you or just him. Because like,
oh, no, he does it too.
I don't interact with him one-on-one very often, but sometimes you'll put him on speaker and I'm like, oh, he's just as guilty.
Yeah. And I don't know if he also notices that he does it. I don't know if he gets the ick from, I guess we've never really talked about it, but we maybe talk. And I know a lot of people can't stand it. So don't hang out with us.
I feel like we need like a buzzer or something every time that you do it.
I thought you were going to say like a spray bottle like you do for cats.
Oh, yeah. It's,
stop it.
I have to say thank you, Destiny, for helping me get my way last night.
Really? What'd I do?
So one thing about the two of us is that we're obsessed with Dubai chocolate.
All I'll blame things. You.
Well, yeah, whatever.
And then you got me obsessed.
Well, and I blame TikTok because it's like the flavor of the year. And it has expanded into like different ice creams and cookies and all sorts of recipes. And one place that does Dubai chocolate every once in a while is Crumble. They've done it before and we've always conspired like, oh my gosh, we have to try this or let me know when you get it. You sent me a picture of the flavor last night completely out. No, I think it was after you sent me like 18,000 things saying alert, alert, red alert. I'm like, what? What is it?
She would have thought the world was hitting, but in fact, it was just me telling her what was on the menu.
I didn't think it was going to be a Dubai chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah.
So you sent me a screenshot of that and I'm like, oh no, that looks good. Then you follow it up with a picture of you at the store. I'm assuming buying the cheesecake.
Oh yeah, we got it. We got two of them.
So I turn to my boyfriend Curly and I say, look what Destiny sent me.
No.
I showed him the picture of the menu first. And he goes, oh no, you're going to need that. What I could maybe get it after
did
work
you say,
tomorrow.
Wait. Did you show him the one of me also there?
Well, I followed it because he goes, oh, I could probably pick it up like over lunch tomorrow.
No.
And I then showed him, well, she's getting it right now.
The manipulation, baby.
Destiny's getting it right now. So then he sighs and he goes, what time do they close?
Oh my God. My hero.
He won. He was the hero. I placed a mobile order and we picked that big boy up.
Does he ever curse my name?
No, actually, because he was a pretty good sport after that.
Because sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I've never told you this before, and welcome to Live on the Radio. Depending on, like, what you send to me, and then I will now want to get, it's the same thing. Like, if you were to send me that cheesecake, and I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go get it now.
Yeah.
Neighborman will curse your name. He's like, screw you, Taylor. Why you got to do this? Like, he would think that man hates you. He doesn't, but the way he
okay.
Rude.
So I'm just curious if he like curses my name too.
No, we're nice in my house. I am desperate like an ex to have the cat
wow.
to have the cat distribution system work in my favor. Because you keep seeing cats outside our radio station and you're trying to get them. Now, none of them have come to you either.
No, I have not had a successful situation.
But I hear about it all the time. Someone's like, oh yeah, I got toaster strudel because toaster, I don't know, I'm just making up a cat name. Toaster strudel came right up to me when I was leaving work one day. And I'm like, why does the cat distribution system not work in my favor? But last night, I saw a stray cat while we were trying to look at the Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful, long-haired black cat. Ugh. I wanted it so badly. So I got out of the car, ran across the busy road. Couldn't tell you where the road because I don't know where I'm at. Ran across, tried not to get hit by a car, and kept saying, kitty, kitty, come here, come here, come here.
Mm-hmm.
We were so close to each other. And then a car came and ruined it for me. So I did not get it. Because then he went further down in the ditch, and I thought about going further.
Oh, dear God. I thought you were saying the cat got hit.
Oh, my God. Taylor, Jesus, I would never
that would
tell that.
Actually be traumatizing.
I would not tell that story on
okay,
the radio.
Okay, so the cat got around.
I'm just Jesus making Christ. Sure. That's what you made it sound like. This was a really sad story.
He went
Taylor.
In, he ran.
It was not.
I'm confirming the cat ran.
The cat is still alive.
Okay.
Nothing sad. Okay. Let's, you know, actually ditch that.
Jesus Christ.
No, cat went, car came, cat, car did not hit cat. Cat went down the ditch more.
Yeah.
And I was not in the, I was in like fake Uggs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how not, I don't know, they're very
the Uggs are not built for running.
No, they're not. And so I was going to go down into the ditch, but I couldn't see if there's like holes and if I would fall and $400 copay to go to the ER. No, thank you. So he got away from me. And so then the whole time while we're trying to go and get further out to find the Northern Lights, I kept saying, look for a cat because I can't have it fail me again. So anyways, I'm still on the hunt. Which then we drove by somebody's house and I was like, oh, there's a dog. It's a dog distribution system. Nope, it's just somebody letting their dog out.
Okay.
I almost stole their dog.
I'm scared of where this desperation will take you because it might be someone's animal that you're just stealing out of their yard.
This year for Stuff the Wagon, we are asking for donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society, for our furry friends over there, plus also for HACAP as well.
Yeah, their food reservoir. We want to make sure everybody's taken care of, the entire family, the people and the people that love the pets and the fur babies. So this is where we need your help with your donations. You can find us out in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon in a Zio Giano's parking lot near you.
Yeah, we just had our first stop in Marion. Thank you to everybody who stopped out on Monday from 3 till 7. But now we're going to head on over to Iowa City, and this is the first time ever for Stuff the Wagon that we're going to be there.
Yes, we do our entire show live 3 to 7 p.m. So as you're leaving work or picking up the kids from school, we would love to see you dropping off a donation for either Cedar Valley Humane Society or HACAP or both. Any donation really makes a difference.
We'll be at the Zio Giano's Italian restaurant in Iowa City from 3 till 7 p.m. If you want to see the wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society or what HACAP is looking for, both of those can be found right now at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. Plus, you can also find nearby shopping, so you could pick up those donation items as well that are like near Zio Giano's. And when you do drop off a donation at either location when we're there, we'll get you a $5 coupon that you can spend for dine in or carry out.
And you should do that. Make it a 2-for-1. Drop off your donation and get yourself some dinner.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's holiday gift shopping season. And while it's important to talk about the things we want, I think it's also just as important to talk about the things you should not be giving for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this survey that was done about the top off-limits gifts for people, and I thought maybe we should talk about this so that nobody does something bad, something
Is this mean. Just like for your significant other, for everybody?
For everybody.
Lingerie, I know that's on that list.
In general. So I have the top five. At number five, 19% of people say household items or cleaning supplies are off-limits.
Well, as somebody who's got lots of pets in the house, I would like to say no, but for other people, probably yeah.
You are telling me
that would be nice.
If I showed up with a mop with a bow on it, you would be like, oh, that's so
I wouldn't
sweet.
Hate it. No, I'd be actually, now that we have two levels to the house, God, it'd be so much nicer if we had a mop downstairs and a mop upstairs. I'm tired of dragging it up and down the stairs. So you know what? Yeah, clearly,
okay, so
I want it.
This is now turning into me figuring out what I'm buying you, I guess. Mop is the first thing. The next off-limits type gift is at number 4. 22% of people say intimate clothing.
So that'd be your lingerie.
That'd be your undies.
I'm cool with it.
I guess depending who it's coming from, like I don't
That would
want...
be weird if you bought it for me, Taylor.
Yeah, like...
Well, actually, if you bought me socks, cool. If you bought me a bra that you thought would look good, I wouldn't think that's weird. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't prefer it.
I wouldn't think it's weird. Now, if you bought me undies, that's where I'm like, okay. Again, it wouldn't be strange, but I might question it a little bit.
Okay. Don't buy me undies.
Okay, so bras, okay. Got it.
Yeah. No, wait. No. No. Off limits in general.
I'm buying you a bra. You
okay,
said yeah.
Great. Thanks so much. Another off limits type of gift. At 23% of people say gag gifts or prank items. Do not buy.
That's where I'm going to say no. I don't like to be pranked. That's where I draw the line.
I think they're funny, but I can't help think like, oh, you spent $15 on that, and I'm going to probably donate it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You could have got me a $15 gift card.
I'd rather you save your money at that point for the hee hee ha ha. The next one is hygiene items.
No, I like that idea too. You went to Buff City Soap and you got me some stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, you are onto something there.
See?
Or even like fancy skincare.
Or I'm always running out of deodorant. Toothpaste, too.
Dude, razors.
Oh, my God,
it's expensive.
Yeah. No, I'm not hating
on this. I appreciate that. And then the number one, weight loss and fitness products.
I did actually ask, I don't know if this would count along the lines, but I did ask for, like, gym clothes last year for Christmas.
Oh.
So, and I got a tread. I got a walking pad. I did ask for that, too. So, God, I do not fit this list.
Is there anything that's off limits to you?
What is off limits to me?
That's what I'm like, actually.
Coal. I don't want coal. You know what? That actually would keep me warm, though, if I lit it on fire.
Okay, great. That's added to your list.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Can we hurt a coworker at all? Like, are we allowed? Is that an HR violation? Like, can I punch someone? That's a serious question.
Why would you ask? Just do it.
Okay, well, the person is Spencer from 1600 ESPN. Watch your face, because it might get punched.
I knew I'd be in trouble at some point.
I didn't realize. So we've been living in the dark times for the last 2 weeks because of YouTube TV. We can't watch Dancing with the Stars live. They got beef.
ABC.
I don't know. I watched it a day after last week, and then you haven't even.
Fell off. But then we talked to Spencer, and he goes, yeah, I was watching it last
week. How are you watching it?
How are you
watching?
What,
you got cable?
No, I have Hulu and live TV.
What the? Give me your password.
Can we share?
I'm sure I could probably do that if you wanted to.
Okay, so tell us what happened last night, since we have no idea. I mean, we know. Spoiler alert. Turn your radio down a little bit if you don't want to know who got eliminated. Thank God Andy got eliminated last night. Yeah. That's
like 4 weeks too late. I mean, he had the worst scores every week. Yeah. He just kept going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was time for him to go. I'm surprised he got to the quarterfinals. I was kind of like waiting to see him get to the semifinals and then everybody be like, what? How did this guy get there? I am still kind of surprised at the number of 10s.
Was there a lot?
There were quite a few. I pay attention, but I don't remember enough. Okay. But here's my thing. Like, it's not that the dancing was bad, but like at some point, like there's got to be like constructive criticism given.
Yeah, seriously.
And like, if you're just giving everybody 10s, it's like, well, what does that tell you?
In my opinion, 10s really should not be given out until the second to last episode, if not the last episode. That's my personal opinion.
That's what they said at the beginning of the season. Oh, we're starting low because there's room to grow. But
yeah, how are they supposed to grow if you're giving them 10s? Where do you go from there?
Everybody's getting 10s. It's like, well, so next week, the semifinals, people are going to be like, they got all 10s, but they got eliminated because, you know, like,
exactly.
I mean, how do we know they're doing something wrong?
What'd you think of Tom Bergeron back? I know you probably didn't see him back in the days.
No, I didn't.
But
I know
what did
him
you
more
think
as
of him?
The funniest home videos
guy.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was fine. He actually gave somewhat constructive.
Really?
A little bit. I mean, it wasn't anything too great. It was a lot of, like, positive, like, you were great kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What is your thoughts if we kick Julianne Hough out and we replace Julianne Hough back with Tom Bergeron?
With Alfonso?
I think Alfonso should move upstairs where Julianne Hough is, and I think Tom Bergeron should be downstairs where Alfonso is. That's my personal 2 cents. Okay. I just can't stand Julianne Hough. The question she asks, what is your favorite sandwich? Let's get to your scores.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
What is this?
What's happening?
Also, you fell, and how did that feel to fall on your face on national TV?
Let's get to
your
scores. Talk me out of it, Taylor. I'm really thinking about buying a subscription to Disney. And Hulu. Here's the thing. I've been mooching off my dad.
As you do.
Right. For the last year. But I'm sick and tired of the pop-up being like, we don't think you're in the same household. And then I had to send my dad a code, hope he's not at work, wait forever for him to see the code, and then for me to put it in. Like last night, we just wanted to watch Bob's Burgers. But by the time we got around, don't ask questions.
Random.
But by the time we got around to doing that, and then it wanted the code, it was like 11:30 at night. I'm like, I'm not bothering my dad to ask him for a code.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to adult?
Should I say yes? Yes. Am I going to? No, because I'm also not an adult.
Well, then we just went to Netflix and we just watched Drake and Josh. That's what we ended up doing. You're not the same.
Yeah, you're better than me because I still would have sent the code to my mom and she would have woken up and been like, what's the emergency? It's the Hulu code. I have created a monster. The same way that you've created a Christmas monster in your house, my boyfriend Curly cannot be stopped when it comes to matching pajamas.
Is this just Christmas matching jammies or all the year, like all the years, all the seasons, all the holidays?
Mostly just Christmas.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
How many you got?
Well, last year alone, the two of us got the same 2 sets.
So you're already at 2 down.
Yes. And then a couple of weeks ago, we were at the mall and there was a store having a sale on the like flannel pajama bottoms.
Okay.
And he was like, oh my gosh, we should do it. We didn't get matching ones, but we both got Christmas pajama pants.
They're basically matching.
Yeah. I mean, it's the sentiment,
so
right?
So now we're up to 3.
Now we have 3. Then we went to Target the other day And they have, like, the whole family, like, matching top mm-hmm. and bottom, and everybody down to the freaking goldfish can have the same
set. No, she's not wrong.
Set, which is cute, and I love that, and I support that. But he's like, we gotta get some. And I'm like, oh, gee whiz. Okay, like, my pajama drawer is low-key filling up very quickly. They didn't have our sizes in anything, but he's like, can we look on the app? Are you going to go to the other store on the other side of town anytime soon? I really want these matching pajamas. It's a good problem to have, I guess, but at what point do we have enough Christmas matching pajamas?
So we haven't gotten the fourth yet?
No.
I think it's fine. Honestly, as long as you don't keep them in, like, your pajama drawer all the time.
Where am I supposed to put them?
Put them in your Christmas tubs and only bring them out when you bring out your Christmas crap.
Well, that's the other problem is he likes to wear them year round.
Oh, so he's wearing Santa even in July.
He has elf pants that make an appearance in April every once in a while.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I don't want to brag, but one time when there was a crisis situation here at work, I was the calm one. Taylor was, in fact, not.
I just needed someone to tell me what to do, and you're bossy, so it worked.
Maybe it's not that I'm calm. I'm bossy yeah. in crisis situations. Yeah. I get the job done.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do. We're talking about that with tonight's trivia question. 47% of people say that in a crisis, they are confident they could do this. What is it? Taylor barely was confident to call 911.
Well, because it's scary. You know, they say don't call for a joke.
I think you even forgot the address.
No, that's the one time I've ever remembered. Oh. I have had so many sandwiches delivered to this building, and I can never remember it. But the time I had to call the police, I could remember. So that was positive. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
47% of people say that in a crisis, they are confident they could do this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question, 47% of people say that in a crisis, they are confident they could do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 0213 said, run after the criminal.
No.
Or the person that did the bad thing.
You?
No, I don't even want to be the one to, like, confront the wrongdoer.
No.
I remember, I think I was in high school, and me and my mom were at the mall, and there was a guy who, we were at Victoria's Secret, this guy walked up, just swiped a bunch mm-hmm. of panties in a bag, and walked out. And my mom looked at me, and she looked at the guy, and I'm like, Mom, don't do it. And then she looked at a worker and said, that guy just stole a bunch of stuff if you care. That's as close as I've ever gotten.
Okay, so as someone who worked at Victoria's Secret, I can tell you that when I worked there, we were not allowed to basically... like
there's no chase policy.
No chase policy, no. But what you could do, and there was a lot of legal things you weren't allowed to do, but what I could say is, hey, you know those panties you put in your bag? They would look really great with these leggings. That is
so
the best
way.
So,
I know what you did?
Yeah, that's the best way that mm-hmm. we could basically say, I know what you did, without saying, I know what you did.
Right.
That's what they told us to do, but I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't do it.
I'd be scared. I don't want...
I was like, take the panties.
No.
No, I didn't.
No, I hope not.
No, that is not why I got fired. I didn't even get fired.
Okay, now we're just lying.
Moving on. Lynn said, remember the details.
I'd like to think so.
I wish I could say so, but I was involved in a hit and run, and I wish... I would have thought to immediately look at the license plates in the car. But the first thing I went was, call me daddy.
I can't believe you. I can't.
And my dad's like, what are you doing? Why are you? I did. You know how it's fine. It's
because you got hit.
I was making fun of 0213 for running after the criminal. I did chase after the criminal.
That's actually insane.
But I was like, I'm safe in my car, you know, which is right. not true. Do not do that. Do not recommend is what I was going to say. Do not recommend. And my dad's like, why are you chasing them? Just what are the details? And I was like, Dad, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just a girl.
Right. Yeah. 3920 said they're confident they could escape through a window.
Are we talking about like in a fire?
I don't know.
I guess if you're getting robbed too.
Yeah. Any crisis.
Do you ever think about those situations?
What do you mean?
Like, or is it just me?
You enter a room and you're like, how do I get out?
Oh, no. You know what? I think the reason why you think I was so calm, when we did have a situation one time, you and I, and you were like, you were calm and you told me to call 911. It's because I'm constantly thinking of these moments all the time. Like, even at home, I'm like, okay, if I were to get robbed, where would be the best hiding place?
Oh.
How would I get the dogs out? How would I get the cats out? How would I keep the dogs to be quiet during these situations? I think about it all the time.
Yeah. Are you okay? Oh, my God. I'm anxious just thinking about what your mind is like.
It'd really be thinking about a lot up there. 47% of people say that in a crisis, they're confident they could do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Doja Cat Jealous Type.
It's also when I drive. Like, when I'm driving, I'm constant. Again, my brain never shuts off. I'm constantly thinking about, okay, like, let's say I'm on 380. I'm around the S-curve. I'm thinking, like, okay, what is the dumbest thing that the cars around me could do? Mm-hmm. Oh, they could swerve and cut me off or whatever. They could swerve and we hit. Like, I'm constantly thinking about the dumbest things people could do.
I'm thinking about like that, 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 that. Oh, why should I stop for French fries?
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question, 47% of people say that in a crisis, they're confident they could do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
47% of people say that in the crisis of delivering a baby, they could do it.
They're confident they could do it.
I knew you were.
I mean,
all right, here we go.
No, I mean, the answer is no for me. I'm in the other half of people.
You got to cut an umbilical cord, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't there something to do with water? Don't you want them to be in water? Or maybe not. Or is it not in water?
I don't know.
Shoot, I don't recall.
I think maybe
I can't remember if you want them in water or if you don't want them in water.
Some people do that. Some people don't.
Now I'm confused.
I think maybe once you have a baby, you're like, yeah, I could probably help someone.
See, and we haven't.
No. In fact, I fear it.
Here's the thing. We actually asked this question to the Z102.9 jocks. If you want to see their reaction and their answer, you could actually check out a video right now on our Z102.9 Facebook page. See what Taylor said.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.